And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a great show for you today. Pete Gray is out of the studio up in Alaska continuing that fantastic Let's Talk Hookup trip, starting the Katmai Trek today. Going to be a great show. Hopefully we'll hear from Pete a little later in the show, but man, do we have a good one for you today. Corey Sandin and myself have the lucky opportunity to get to hang out with Captain Greg from the Aztec. Going to be a great time today. Lots of great fishing information with all this great fishing down below and out west. We've got so much to talk about and so much to cover. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then free spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in free spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the Flat Fall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun show we have on tap for today, Rick.
No doubt, man. Stoked to be here. Stoked to have Corey and myself in here. Like we said, Pete out of the studio this morning, still continuing his forever trek from last week. Corey, I'm not even sure if he's ever going to come back at this point. 16 days or 18 days up north, you know, it'd be hard to come back. But with fishing as good as it is right now, I'm sure we'll get him back.
Oh man, like our offshore stuff going on right now. Yeah, I think he'll be back.
I think so.
I think even Pete can catch him.
No doubt. We have a really stoked Corey and I both were talking about this morning. Captain Greg Gallant from the Aztec out of Seaforth, and Greg, I know you've been on the show before, but it's not easy to pull somebody like yourself who's on the water literally all the time off, and we're really stoked to come and hang out with Corey and I for a couple hours and talk some fishing with us.
No, absolutely. I'm stoked to be here.
All right.
Timing worked out well.
Good. Yeah. You guys have been, you were kind of filling Corey and I in. Aztec has been on a serious busy schedule, you know, as yourself, and sounds like just been an awesome season for you guys.
Yeah, no, it has. It's been very, very stable, which is what we've been kind of missing going into a lot of seasons here recently. You know, since about a month ago when this yellowfin started moving in, we had yellowfin, we had Dorado on kelp, yellowtail on kelp, and then this yellowfin kind of found a home. The water is moving slightly, but it's been stable. It's been consistent.
Awesome.
We've been able to get down there and do what needs to be done. It's really getting good. Yeah.
That's great. The Aztec, you obviously run out of C4 sport fishing, and primarily this time of year, has it been more overnight trips, day and a half, multi-days? I know that your boat is very capable of doing all those things. What's been the run been like for you guys most commonly there at C4?
You know, going into the beginning of the season, we do have a long line of charters. We have long line of twos, threes, two and a halves, what have you, which we're very, very, like you mentioned, very, very set up for. But then we also have our one-day charters we've had from my Pride days, also one days that, you know, guys want a second trip.
Mm-hmm.
And just as of recently, the last 6 or 7 days, we've been on a big long line of ones, which is actually working out perfect because
sure.
The fishing is perfect. It's dialed in for one days.
It's close.
Yes, it is, and it's 50 miles, so it's close enough, but it's far enough.
Yeah, sure.
We're not getting trampled over by every jet ski and every kayak, everything else under the sun. So it really makes it, the guys that are down there in the private boats.
Yeah.
They're the guys that have, you know, the know-how to go stretch their wings a little bit.
Right.
You know, it's not.
It's not 20 miles.
Yeah, it's not 20 miles. It's not everything at 9 a.m. when you're just like, you got to look before you turn. So it really makes things nice, and there's a lot of fish, too.
And nice that on a one-day trip with it at that distance, you're fishing late into the afternoon. I mean, you're still getting, you know, the beauty of the day and a half is that full day of fishing, but with that fish as close as it is, you're fishing late into the afternoon because you don't have that crazy long run home.
Right. No, and that's exactly it. I mean, and we honestly haven't really needed too much further.
Yeah.
You know, we get to, like, I mean, at 50 miles, you have till, like, 3 o'clock. And if things are, let's say you're having a little scratchy day or what have you, there's good water above there. We can fish on our way up extra 20 miles as well. So it really, really helps out as far as capability of, you know, efficiency of time. It's worked out great. A lot of this fishing has been stretched out through the day as well. Yesterday we started at 5:45, something like that. Yeah, I woke up, and 20, 30 minutes later, I'm putting a boot on, and it's like, get out of the way. You just, you know, it's like, we turn and got on a gray stop.
That's so great.
Yeah, I was a sonar school for 165 mixed. So
explain about that one.
No, that works a lot better than coffee. He's running around and getting that blood pumping and flowing, and we got out of that one at 8:15, and it 9 o'clock, we were on an exactly similar
How
school.
Cool.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
No doubt.
Nice grade yellowfin, and we were talking about it too. You know, with a few skipjack mixed in, and not everybody's always happy to see a skipjack mixed in, but I think personally it's one of the best things you could add to an offshore scene. You know, whether it be albacore, or yellowfin, or it just makes it more bite friendly overall.
No, absolutely, and what it does is it allows us to really, like, knock the rust off, you know, because it doesn't matter. You take me off a boat for 6 weeks and I get back on, it's going to be a little less rust. You have guys that get on once a year, it's a little bit of rust for the first, few minutes, kind of getting the feel to get back into it. So when we have stops that start skipjack, which most of them are, start straight skipjack, guys will learn very, very quickly they're relearning, all of the good habits that they had going into, what they left the last trip with. And then we have one round on skipjack, guys are starting to really find their rhythm. Then we start seeing that yellowfin, and it kind of tapers in. Some schools you have that will go straight yellowfin, well, maybe like 90% yellowfin after the first little deal.
Yeah.
Most of it, it just kind of comes and goes. And the guys that are fishing artificials are the guys that are catching more steadily on the yellowfin.
No kidding. Okay. That's
good.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the cold snipers and the poppers and all that, because the skipjack is very, very aggressive.
Okay.
It'll get right tight up on the boat. I mean, you're watching purple shoot through the corner full speed, and you'll see just one little, you'll see some brown go by just on the outside. What's happening is that skipjack gets tight to the boat. Yellowfin is below it.
Okay.
Yellowfin is outside of it. So the guys are casting, you know, essentially over the skipjack.
Sure.
It is in, now it's in yellowfin water. It's sinking down through yellowfin water. Gets down to 150 feet, and as they wind back up, it's coming straight through yellowfin country till it gets 40 feet from the boat again.
And then it gets eaten by skipjack. If you don't get
bit. You know, and most of the time these guys are getting bites on as soon as the popper hits the water on the outside.
And what a fun way to catch them too.
Yeah, it's great.
Right?
Yeah, top water, and I mean you're fishing the, you can fish the cold sniper pretty much any way from Sunday.
Sure.
Mega baits, cold snipers, all that stuff. It's wind fast, wind slow, jig it, whatever. Just kind of pause. You can do anything. It's just shiny and
perfect.
They like it.
And the bait has been on the smaller side, perfectly fine, perfectly fishable, all that kind of stuff. But as you said it best, you know, you're a little rusty and you haven't made a cast in a while, and the bait's a little on the smaller side. It gets a little tougher, but
it's tougher. It is a little tougher.
It makes you feel like a man casting a Colt sniper downwind. You know, you can send that thing over
absolutely.
The mountains.
Absolutely. You can. Very well balanced. Yeah, it's small. It's compact. It's got a nice, decent weight to it, but not too much to where it's going to hurt you on the back side of things. But, yeah, that bait has been like, it's been like 4.5 inches. So it is smaller than most guys have been accustomed to.
Yeah.
It's more towards what we saw back in cooler water years with anchovy and cracker sardine and stuff like that. Hands down, it's by far the best bait we can take out. We have, it cures better, it swims better.
Okay.
And
it's small, but it's strong and it's healthy.
It's very, very strong. I mean, this bait that's a good 2 inches, it's half the mass of a standard 6 or 7 inch sardine. It's not only shorter, it's, you know, it's not quite as wide and thick. But they don't have to, you know, they just swim a lot better, because we can load this stuff the same way we do with big bait. But big bait's just sitting on top of itself in the scoop. It's banging itself up in the hand wells. The smaller bait will spiral up and start spinning in the tanks much, much faster. It can stay in the hand wells longer. And it'll get 10 times the bites that a bigger bait will.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what this stuff feeds on. It feeds on 3-inch, 2-inch, 4-inch bait for a living. You ever see a sardine, a tuna chasing around a sardine that's 7 inches long, it's never going to happen. It doesn't. It's not what they feed on for a living.
They could eat one or two, but by that time, they're probably not going to eat your cold sniper.
Right.
Or won't eat another bait, right?
Exactly.
And it's kind of, you know, to hear you talk about the bait this time of the year being in good shape, I mean, I'm honestly quite surprised. And I'm surprised only because of the warm water, the turnover of bait, and typically you don't get the best kind of bait, really. I mean, I'm just kind of throwing it out.
You see these water temps up here, and they, I mean, over 72, 73 in the bay there, and we're talking like 80 degrees in the bay.
Yeah, right.
It is far, hands down, the best we've seen it in my memory as far as middle of the season goes. Everingham is our bait company, and they do a phenomenal job.
The best in the world.
Yeah, they do an amazing job, and it's them bringing in this smaller bait when we need it like this is just enough. It just goes to show, you know, just really, really how well they're doing for us here, because if they were bringing in big bait would be getting hammered coming in.
Yeah, it'd have a tough time.
Yeah, it would be.
But to hand it to Buck and the crew, I mean, that's not only small bait, but to have it in good shape, I mean, that's not an easy thing to do.
No, they've done it.
Coming up to September.
I know they've done a ton of work on their boxes and box maintenance, and things are always forever changing, and the way that they crowd them and the way that they've changed the shape and design of the boxes to allow for a little better flow when the water gets hot. And, yeah, those guys are, you know, they're often the unsung hero. You know, we forget about it because the bait is so steady. You know, you just about never.
Not very often are you without it.
Where you pull up to the dock where it's not there. And our fishery wouldn't be the same without them, for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to hear. Yeah. I mean, so when you pull up and you spend your 40 or 50 bucks, I mean, just take a second and think about what's going on. You know?
No doubt about that. Well, Greg, tell us more about the boat. I mean, we're excited to hear. I mean, you know, a lot of people have fished with you on the Aztec, and then obviously in your years of fishing the Pride. But for those that haven't been lucky enough to come fishing on the Aztec, tell us about the boat and kind of the operation that you run, and give us a little rundown of what you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. We do. We are a charter boat primarily. We do open trips with our gaps as we're filling in. We have it's 65 by 24, but it's a very, very large charter boat. It's the biggest one in its size class. It's very, very wide. It's got nice big wide rails. It's got a nice big wide walkway down the galley. Galley seats 24. We gutted the whole bunk room 3 years ago. We have straight staterooms now.
We have
10 air-conditioned staterooms. All of them have smart TVs, all preloaded with movies. So it's
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really, really dialed well. We've done a lot with the boat. It fishes very, very well.
Yeah, very comfortable.
Yeah, so we, like I said, we do charters, and we are doing open party trips in between while we are filling our charter schedule, as bigger boats do take a little bit longer to get a full annual book, if you will. You know, you have a little bit of turnover just based on people. You know, nothing to do with anything except for, this guy's got three guys are in a wedding next year, and I don't have enough guys.
Yeah.
So.
And the boat runs out of Seaforth.
Yep.
Go ahead. Super easy, free parking, easy to deal with, great area, great everything.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's really all I know as far as, down here goes. When I was a youngster in high school up in Carlsbad, I started in Oceanside, but since I graduated high school, I've been down here, so 18 years here this year down in Seaforth.
We were talking about that, and you were there back in the days when I was working in the office and the tackle shop, and I mean, that's quite a while ago, and to be there for 18 years, call it your home landing, it's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it is. It's definitely become not even a second home. It is my summer home, if you will.
And for those that remember, you worked with Marco on the Pacific Voyager for quite a few years and kind of grew up under his wing.
One decade, 10 years on the Pacific Voyager before I bought the Pride, and then we had the Pride for up until a few months ago when we recently sold. So we got a new owner, Jason Zener. He's just doing a great job.
That's
down
awesome,
there at Seaforth. Boat's still there, still available for charter. And now the guys that, were going on the boat and just kind of like, we missed you on one of the boats. I was on this one when you were on that one. Now they can kind of come and fish with me pretty much primarily.
That's awesome.
I'm running 95% of all the trips.
Cool. Very cool. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Talk to one of your colleagues who's out on the water right now. Captain Mike Pritchard aboard the Tribute's giving us a live update. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Morning, Greg. How's it going?
Going well, Mikey. How's it going today?
You know, it's good. We just had our first stop in the morning. I think we were probably 45 or so fish out of it, around 15 Yellowstone for our little rent rod charter group here this morning. But very, very good fishing lately. Phenomenal fishing yesterday, actually over the last couple of weeks here. And, we're digging it. We're digging our bait living.
Awesome. It's awesome. Kind of like what Greg was talking about, it's just nice knowing that the consistency is there. And how great for all of us as anglers knowing that when we're coming fishing, there's been some pretty steady biting fish, and boy, if it's anything like Greg was talking about, it sounds like very fun fishing as well.
You know what it is? Like I said, we have a pretty much 100% rent rod group here. There was a lot of hook and handing here on the last stop, and that little 4 and 5 inch sardine is really ideal for this yellowfin, the skipjack fishing. And the fact that it has been living, and it's not, that big 7-8 inch stuff. You can, get a 3.5 day trip out of what you're taking from the bait receiver. It's pretty awesome.
That's great. Boy, great news. And sounds like it's plenty close to home, not having to spend a bunch of time traveling to get into some great fishing, and lots of fun with the mix between the skipjack and the yellowfin and biting lures. And sounds like good times on the Tribute, Mike, and already off to a great start. How is the schedule looking for you guys at Seaforth if somebody wants to come fishing with you?
We're full tonight. I think we're full or pretty close to it for tomorrow night. There's still spots throughout the week. These trips have been filling up. I think we've been full here for the last couple of weeks. If you'd like to come out and fish with us, and this yellowfin fishing has been very, very consistent. I'm sure Greg's talked about that. Give Seaforth Landing a call at 619-224-3383 or seaforthlanding.com. Always take a look at our Facebook page, Tribute Sport Fishing. But yes, off to a great start. Sounds like there's pretty good hits going on. A little crowded this morning, but it sounds like everybody's catching some.
All right. Well, appreciate it very much, Mike. Now you got Greg tapping his toe, wishing he was out there throwing bait on a school right now. Mike, appreciate you keeping us up to date as always, and hopefully somebody gets a chance to jump on the Tribute and go fishing with you.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
Go get some more, Mike.
Thanks a lot for the phone call there. I know that it's got to be tough because you know if that Aztec, if you were on it right now, you'd be spinning on a school, you know, as we speak. That's a good
way
to out there right
now. Yeah, we've got a very, very good guy in place. So Mike Z was actually who was running the boat for me, running the Pride at the back half of the season there. So he came back. He's running the trip.
That's
so,
great.
It's very, very familiar face for the guys. You know, I've got another guy in place here who just got licensed up who's been with me since day one.
Awesome.
Actually, Corey knows him quite well, Justin. So,
we
got him going. You know, he's going to be starting to take over here, you know, a couple here, a couple there. Kind of getting him dialed into where if there is a case where I do need to jump off.
Yeah.
We have
and
the
how
same
nice for you.
Yeah.
Totally. And the crew and everybody else. And boy, it sounds like you guys really put the boat together very well and very comfortable. If there's a group that wants to charter the boat, and, you know, like you said, even if they want to slide in for a later season in the fall this year, what do you think's the optimum group for going fishing with you on the Aztec?
You know,
what's
what
perfect group size?
Yeah, what I tell guys is it's all based on pocketbook, really. You know, if the perfect size, if money's not an issue, is you, yourself, and you. It's one person. But we got to be real here. There's a line in the sand where comfort and price kind of meet. And if you are on, and I kind of do it into two deals there, because we take 25, which is a perfect split for the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Or we would do 20 if the guys are, let's say, want that a little bit extra space,
sure,
pay that little bit extra money. So those are really the two numbers because of, you know, charter cost, pretty much how it works out.
Yeah, the boat cost is X.
Mm-hmm.
Whether
exactly.
It's split between 20 or it's split between 25 is kind of up to the guests and
exactly.
Okay.
And exactly.
I've been on the Aztec. I mean, 20 of your best buddies on
it's
the Aztec
big
is
help,
really roomy.
Yeah, it's very,
for sure.
Very, very, very spacious. It's got big wide rails. Like I mentioned, we redid the bunk room. There's 10 staterooms, five of them being two-man staterooms. It's just got a lot of big space in all the right places, so it doesn't get clogged up. There's not a lot of shoulder-to-shoulder bumps
awesome.
And excuse-me's and coming-bys.
Yeah,
and I mean, just
big boat.
Two big guys walking by one another right up the rail, shoulder-to-shoulder, and never touching one another.
And the galley's laid out nicely, too. I mean, how many can you seat in a galley at one
time?
Yeah,
we seat 24.
There it is.
Nice big tables. There's four large tables. We have two big-screen TVs, satellite TV. Pretty much all the bells and whistles you would ever want, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show for you, and we are so stoked to have Captain Greg in here talking fishing and talking fun. And if you want to join us this morning, we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, have a question for Greg, there's two ways for you to join us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or get us on the toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. And Corey, not only are we talking all kinds of fishing with Greg, we are also giving away such a killer prize at the end of the show today.
Somebody is going to be really stoked with it, Rick.
No doubt. Somebody's getting to go fishing with Captain Greg on the Aztec, a one-day trip for one lucky caller at the end of the show today when there's an open party spot, which, you know, the boat's been chartered, but running plenty of open party too. Somebody's going to get to go, you know, somebody's going to get to go fishing, enjoy stateroom accommodations, the TVs in your staterooms, all that big boat comfort and feel. You're getting to go fishing on the Aztec at a Seaforth Sport Fishing. What a cool opportunity.
I agree, and I think we should do it, Rick, and we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, the sport fishing voice, Southern California. We'll be right back. Mighty 1090.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
It's time to take a quick check, talk about some of the great gear by Shimano. And man, Corey, with all this great local fishing and live bait fishing, what a perfect time to talk about the Shimano Trinidad A Series, especially in a scenario like Greg was talking about where you are faced with sometimes bait that is a little bit smaller than necessary. Spool weight can mean everything on a reel. You know, the ability to cast a bait, not have heavy startup, get that line coming off the reel fast, get it stopped just as quickly can mean the difference between casting 20 feet or casting 40 feet, and maybe the difference, like he was saying, skips
to have the drag. Yeah, to have the drag and the power behind it to finish the job.
That's it, exactly. The reels are so lightweight and so powerful and so comfortable in your hand that you're able to do things with small reels now like you couldn't in the past. Check it out, the Shimano Trinidad A Series at your local tackle store, or check out Shimano.com.
The Yamaha Outboard Summer Power Sales Event is here. Until the end of August, eligible new select 90 to 200 horsepower four-cylinder four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Offer ends August 31, 2018, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, and fun show we're having. All the good local yellowfin fishing and the offshore and the Dorado and all that stuff mixed in. And man, we're not even in September yet, Rick.
No, I think that we're just set up for such a good. We always say it too. I mean, we're not too fall yet. We're still in the heat of summer, but fall is always has been and always been my favorite time of year fishing wise, when things really seem to stack up and are close and the water's good. And it just, man, their setup is so good for a nice long one this year.
No, it really is. I mean, we've been seeing that, you know, that trend here as of the last few years. It seems like little slower start, but as soon as things get rolling, I mean, it really gets rolling. We've got a lot of volume of that big fish around still. It's just we're having a good time doing what we're doing currently.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good layout right now.
That's another thing I wanted to talk about. Obviously, you've been making what I, in my opinion, is probably the best call for your anglers in making sure you get them fish. And there's kind of, you know, when a guy pulls the boat away from the dock, there's two good options right now. And one would be heading south and fishing variety and catching yellowfin tuna and skipjack tuna and Dorado and yellowtail. The other option would be to go out to the west and fish for those big ones. And the reason I bring that up is because you have had a tremendous amount of success fishing those big ones. I know you spent a lot of time, you know, doing that last year when that was the best option to be had. And obviously you have to make the right call for the group. But Aztec, certainly no stranger to that big fish fishing. You guys have had, you know, great success fishing those big ones as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like you said, that was our...
That was our option.
It was good timing for it, because this time of the year you put a trip up, you get 25, 30 guys on a boat. I mean, at best you're gonna have 50-50. One wants to go one way, one wants to go the other. That time of the year is when that stuff can kind of start getting a little more stable on the bites. We've been fishing it for a while now, you know, to where we are starting to read these signs much, much sooner. We can see these things. We can get in front of them to where we can capitalize when they are ready to kind of get a little silly. And it's the beginning of long-range season. So we have a lot of our regular guys that have upcoming long-range trips, and they want to come talk about that, you know, knocking the rust off like we talked about. They want to get their new tackle dialed in. They want to get that line tight on their reel. And they know what they're getting into.
Sure.
They know what they're signing up for, and that's all we want. We want to just, you know, pass along, is we want people to know what they're signing up for, because the big fish fishing, if you've never done it, it is definitely different than, per se, what we're doing right now.
No doubt. It's trophy hunting.
Yeah, it's trophy hunting. And, I mean, we did sea bass trips on the Pride, and it was the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you go out and you don't catch a trophy that day. That is not to be expected, but it should be understood, you know, that you may have to go put your time in. You'll hear time at the rail. It's the same thing. If you're fishing for jumbos on a day and a half trip, that's called, you may have to put your time in as far as going on a handful of trips to get your opportunity.
And that's a tough thing for you, Greg. I mean, being the captain, you're putting the passengers, 25 people or so, into the best realm of possibility of catching a trophy. But if you have 3 to 5 fish on an absolute banner day, right, 5 fish, I mean, that still means that 20 people.
Yeah, 20 people are watching.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, a run-of-the-mill banner day might be. Shortly after I came on the show last year, or maybe it was right before it, it was in November, we had one day and a half trip where we had 38 over 150.
Oh, my God.
What?
The following trip, we had 41 over 150.
What? Yeah.
Every single passenger on a 28-person limited load trip on both trips caught a fish over 150 pounds.
That is craziness.
Yeah.
And to hear that in Southern California waters, I know we're getting used to it after 3 or 4 seasons, for crying out loud. But
they call that being spoiled.
Right? I mean, we kind of are, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll take it for what it is. You know, as long as this stuff's around and, you know, the layout's right, the weather's right, the scheduling is right, because I don't want to put something up to go do it for one day when we've been doing something else for 2 weeks and we're going to do something else for the next 2 weeks. It's not fair to the guys. It's not, you know, we're behind the eight ball, if you will. You know, we want to be able to put some up in a row to where guys can get on board, come do the big fish stuff.
Absolutely.
And we can go all in. So I'm sure we're going to make another long push at it this year.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You get the right charter group. I mean, and that's a really cool deal, actually. If you get 20 people and you've got a couple fish on the boat, I mean, everybody's taking home a huge sack of beautiful sashimi-grade bluefin. How do you complain about that? But
no,
it takes
absolutely.
That charter group to kind of
work it out. Yeah, because they're in contact with one another leading up the trips,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
So there's a common thread, if you will, a text, an email, what have you. And it's like, so what do we want to do, guys?
Opportunity of a lifetime, but, you know, and you said it best when you said it's like long-range fishing. And that's how long-range fishing is. You know, you don't go down to the hurricane bank and expect to catch 5 fish every day. I mean, you're down there, you fish multiple days for a bite for a shot at a 200-pounder. And it's all the cliche things you just said. It's time at the rail. Put your time. But, I mean, that's what it is. And, when you're fishing that big fish out to the west, it's like you're taking one day out of a 16-day, which you don't hook one every day on those long trips.
No.
That's not how it works.
No, and, I mean, if every passenger on a 16-day caught a 200-plus-pound fish, that's a big fat check mark next to that trip. You don't need to catch one a day for everybody.
Yeah,
I mean, if somebody goes, they book a ticket, and they catch a cow, that guy's done. Moving on. We're moving on. We got X amount left.
No doubt. Well, the phones are packed, Corey. Everybody's really excited to talk to Greg. Let's jump into them.
Let's do it, and we're going to talk to John. John's calling from Mira Mesa. Good morning. Welcome. Let's talk hookup. John?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Okay, so, Greg, during the times when you may be trolling for yellowfin or whatever, do you recommend that passengers bring their own gear, or do you prefer that they use the boat's gear?
On my boat, I can only speak to how we do things on our boat. We have 5 trolling rods. We also have 3 spares. They're all 2-speed reels, all very, very nice rods. We control that so we can control what's going in the water, because we see it every day. We see the patterns, we see the trends, and it's just a much, much easier deal to put a, you know, quality tackle in someone's hands and say, here you go. But I can't speak to every boat. So if you come on mine, you can leave it at home. Maybe on other guys' boats, you might want to leave it in the car and ask the crew once you get down to load the boat.
Sure.
One less thing you have to carry around, one less, you know, you don't need to have 25 trolling rods up the side kind of cluttering things up. So.
No, good question. What with that, you know, obviously you guys wanting control, what's been in the water, what's been the thing that's been stopping the boat when it's not a sonar school? Like, as far as jig striking goes, what's been kind of the hot things for a guy like John that's coming to go do some fishing?
You know, this grade of yellowfin, it's a beautiful grade. It's not, you'll have some guys go, oh, it's because it's not 200-plus-pound fish like guys have been kind of seeing a lot of. It's, oh, they're peanuts or they're footballs, and it's like, these are not anything close to that. These are all 12 to 25 pound fish, with a lot of it being like 14, 15, 16 pounds. The smaller jigs can work out well in the past, but it seems like this year when we've had smaller ones out next to bigger ones, just so happens that's the day where we're getting 3- and 4- and 5-way hook, you know, jig strikes.
Right.
We fish slightly bigger jigs, like the Zucker's standard, I think it's 7-inch something. Yeah, like that size. But we do have some hex heads that that the albacore guys up north use. We have we run 2 or 3 of those in a couple different colors, cedar plug and halco. We run a very, very tight spread as far as what goes out, and it goes out steady and consistently, and it produces very, very of both. Steady and consistent.
That's awesome. John, great question. Appreciate the phone call very much.
And we'll jump back into it. We're going to talk to Tom. Tom's calling from San Diego. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Good. Hey, Rick. I was calling to ask about the yellowfin and what it looks like down the line, what size grade you see possibly coming further north.
To be honest with you, I think we'd probably be seeing more of the same. We haven't seen a whole heck of a lot of smaller fish. Just yesterday, we actually saw our first real look at some bigger grade fish from some 25 to 40 pound fish at the end of the day there. We ended up catching a couple that were like 27, 28. It wasn't biting quite as well as the other schools, but it was also a different time of the day. It was, you know, 2 in the afternoon. So that could have had a little bit to do with it. And to be honest with you, we are so busy from when we leave the dock till we hit the dock with getting people out, getting them rigged, trying to grab a couple hours of sleep, catching a whole ton of fish all day long, and then processing almost all the way to the dock every single day, day in, day out. We haven't been able to look further than a mile in front of us. That's all we've got to do.
That's a good problem to have.
Yes, it is.
And I see nothing but a smile on Greg's face, Tom.
I know that, and the thing is, too, the area that you guys are fishing is a big area. There's good water. There's lots of bait, and there certainly is no shortage of fish from what you guys are fishing right now.
Right. No, there's not. There's really, really not. I mean, the stability of it, like we talked about, is one of the the beauty, if you ask me, to being able to go down and find some fish, you know, in the course of the morning, get on fish by 8 or 9 at worst.
Yeah.
2 or 3 days ago, the stuff slid 9 miles east. It had been quite predictable up till that. And then you got guys just, you know, going in every direction. Well, the beauty of that is someone's going to bump into it.
Yep.
And as soon as that happens, guys start getting the info very, very soon. You know, shortly thereafter, we're all pretty much out here doing the same thing. So, by, you know, 9 a.m., everybody kind of was getting in the right direction, and everybody was starting to put fish on the boat. So it worked out very, very well as a fleet.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
awesome
really
to
did.
Hear. And you know, things have come a long way that way, too. Communication so much better with, you know, satellite dispatch radios. And I mean, you know, groups of guys working together so much. The communication's never been better, and that's it. I mean, I know everybody wants to provide the best catch they can for their guys, and they want to have the most fish, but the reality is you guys work very, very well together, and, you know, lots of very good communication on the water is key.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It really is. And like you said, everybody's out to take care of number one, but also we need to ensure that number one gets taken care of tomorrow, the next day, the day after. So it's a lot of guys working towards a common goal. As far as everybody is trying to do the same thing. So we're all working very, very hard. We're all putting in long, long hours, long stretches. But the communication has never been better. I mean, it's been very, very good between everybody. And fishing like this and at this range, everybody's beat up and tired, but everybody's got it somewhat of a smile on their face, even when they're sleeping, because we're catching fish. We're all catching fish, and we're all doing what, you know, us boat owners are kind of here to do.
That's it, man.
Hey, I see nothing but a smile here, Tom, seriously.
Appreciate the phone call, Tom, very much. We got the Cash Man standing by.
And the Cash Report today is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets a standard in the quality and innovation, strength, and durability. Local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening, and you should make the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has been the strength and durability as well as the right design, and makes it easy to hook your bait and put the fish on the deck. Get the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook at your favorite tackle store.
Hey, we got the Cast Man standing by this morning. Buenos dias, Cast Man.
Hey, buenos dias, boys. Everything going good down there?
Couldn't be better down here. Pete's up in Alaska. Corey, myself, hanging out in the studio. We got Captain Greg from the Aztec here, and want to know what's going on with all the things over at Cast Tours.
Well, listen, you guys talking about all this communications and organization these guys got. Now, these fish don't stand a chance. What happened to the days when we had the Sexton, the Loran, the crow, guy in the crow's nest? I mean, we got to give these fish a little bit of a chance.
No, we don't.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
no, we don't.
They're smart on their
own.
Yeah,
no,
know,
we don't.
I know. Yeah, anyway, gosh, fishing's still pretty good. All the way down the coast from Loretto, all the way down to the very tip of Baja there. Starting off with Loretto there, Daniel Talamantes, the Panga operator there that we use, reporting lots of Dorado. They're small. Not a lot of big ones mixed in, but most of them are small, you know, 5 to 10 pounds. Hopefully they're releasing a lot of the little ones and keeping the bigger ones. But there's a lot of Dorado in the area. Yellowtail on all the common spots up there, La Cholla, San Bruno, out of Punta Lobos there, and Isla Coronado. And good, great yellowtail for this time of year. Some, 15 to 20, occasional 25-pounder. Lots of bait in the water, so a lot of max, so no problem with bait there. So some good fishing in Loretto. Moving down to La Paz. There, David Jones out of the Fisherman's Fleet reporting that the fishing over there off of Las Arenas and Saravo Island there has been very good for the tuna. Still getting some nice night gray tuna, not as big as the previous week, so they're getting them up to 70, 80, maybe the occasional 100-pounder, but they're getting some nice quality fish between 20 and 40 pounds there. Also rooster fish along the beaches there. No wahoo this time of year, but there's a good Dorado bite there, a bigger grade than they have in Loretto. Here again, bait situation is good. Plenty of sardinas, so that works out well. Moving down the coast past the East Cape into San Jose del Cabo there, same thing. At Iman Bank, San Luis Bank, Bina Ramas, the whole tuna there all year long. I can't believe it. I just don't know why those tuna just don't leave, but it seems like they like it there. They're probably breeding there, and just plenty of tuna to be had. Occasional a few wahoo this past week. I think they had about 4 or 5. So it's a good start. We're looking here. We are in September. Of course, we get into October. The wahoo bite gets better. We get in November. Of course, we have our annual cast tours wahoo rumble there in San Jose, November 2 to 6. And I think I've got one, maybe two super pongas left for that particular trip. Anybody wants to join us on that? It's a 5-day, 4-night trip, staying at the Holiday Inn, all inclusive, food, booze, everything included. 3 days of fishing on a super ponga. Anyway, if you want to join us on any of those trips or any of the trips over to the mainland, Mexico, and down to Central America, Costa Rica, Panama, Brazil for the peacock bass or Christmas Island, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510, and I'll talk to you guys next weekend.
Cast, great report. Appreciate that. Still an opportunity. We still have the 2 spots open on our big Pesca Panama adventure for next year.
Yeah, fishing with you, and there's no extra charge, I'm telling you.
What? They're fishing in the same boat with Rick?
Yeah, we got
same boat with Ricky. I'm telling you, there's no extra charge. I mean, we're throwing that in as a bonus.
It's going to be a great time, Cass. Can't wait for that. And for those that haven't done the Pesca Panama thing, it's just such a cool adventure. And you know, just, it's such a unique trip, the way that you fish, you know, stay on the barge on the mothership so that you're close to the fishing grounds, but then fishing out of extremely comfortable and fast, big open center consoles, and the type of fishing from, you know, that you guys have experienced over the years and you know, and myself fishing with you, you know, from great, great tuna fishing on the popper. I mean, our trips in the past would be tuna fishing on big, you know, big porpoise schools and big bird schools where you'd fish tuna literally all morning until you were just over it. You know, we've caught, you know, 60 to 200 pound tunas. I know you guys had the giant fish last year, but you know, a lot of 60 to 100 pound tunas on poppers and surface iron and big plugs. And you'd literally do that until that's it. No moss, wave a hands off, tell the captain, we got to go do something else, and then blast into the beach and go fish big giant pargos and cuberas and rooster fish. And you would do that until you couldn't take any more. And all right, take us back to the barge. We need cocktails and a shower.
This is the one trip, Rick, that I hear you more fired up about than anything.
God.
And Steve Pernard, too.
It's so cool, and the variety and just getting to come back to the tiki bar on the boat. And it's an awesome trip, Castman. I can't wait. I'm surprised that there's still 2 spots left, but we're going to have a great time. No doubt they'll be full in plenty of time, but a great opportunity if you want to go on an awesome trip.
Yeah, you know, Ricky, you're talking about you know, that no moss is coming a lot quicker for me as I get a little bit older. All right, boys, talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Great job, Cass. Appreciate the report. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. All right, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do that, Rick. And in doing so, we're going to talk to D. D's been very patient. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, D.
Hi, D.
Top of the morning, Cap. Two questions. I'm going on a 2.5-day trip on September the 8th. What's the minimum about pound test should I bring for a 2-day trip, like from 20 pounds to what? My other question is this. how do you catch a cow tuna with 4-inch sardines?
Great question.
So, okay, we'll start with the first one. We try to tell guys when trips are not that night. Let's say if we had a trip leaving tonight, I'd know exactly 110% what to, you know, for you to bring without knowing I'm going to step on my own foot. Things do change day to day. There could be something popped up. We talked about some 25 to 40 pound fish just kind of getting on scene yesterday. Maybe more of that could get on scene. I would hate to give you, you know, the wrong information. What we've been fishing right now is it's been very, very good on 20 pound test. I mean, wide open on 20 pound test. You fish 25, you fish 30, and the bites go down to a fraction. I mean, maybe 10%. And when we're talking 20 pound, you know, 20 pound at the hook. So even if you have a 25 pound outfit or a 30 pound outfit, you can taper it down right at the end there. But fishing smaller bait, the bait is strong. It swims well. When you can get one to swim away from the boat, as soon as it does that, you're bit. So you want to be fishing with something light enough that you can, you know, it's going to come off that spool. So a 20 pound outfit and 25 pound outfit would probably be as low as you would need to go. You don't want to, I don't want to say 15 pound outfit, because then guys are showing up with too light of outfits. I mean, we're fishing for good grade tuna here. It needs to be a, you know, a 25 pound rod with a 20 pound reel with 20 pound mono and 20 pound fluoro. And maybe at some tiny point we might taper down the last few feet to 15, but that's not very rare and it hasn't been needed. So hopefully that helps. Yeah. And then, how do you catch a cow on a 4-inch bait? Very carefully, very, very carefully. You know, there is a mix of larger bait in with the this smaller bait. It's pretty much the perfect mix of everything that you would ever want when you go and get bait. A lot of that is that smaller bait, which is perfect for what we're doing right now. There is also probably, let's call it 10%, which is that standard size sardine, to where if, like, let's say we were to see a, you know, something pop up, 40 to 60 pound bluefin on our way home or something, or out west of it or something, we would have bigger bait for the hooks. Nice. We have enough
larger baits
in every single day to fish big bait the whole day. Mm-hmm. It would just be quite a bit of work digging them out, but they are on the boats.
But if you're going west, you're kind of planning for that
right
scenario.
There's some boxes that'll be heavy mac, as well as we've been doing a lot of fishing with either live flying fish or frozen fresh flyers, which has really been the key ingredient this year to the stability of this bigger fish. This bigger fish is the same big fish from last year, and it's the same big fish from the year before. It's just bigger and bigger every year. And the bigger they get and the older they get, the smarter they get. And you're kind of having to use more and more, you know, technique and talent. Sure. And, you know, different baits and
hey,
stuff.
Rick wasn't kidding. I mean, you're one of the guys that's got it figured out, you know, and D, if you're jumping on the boat with Greg, he's going to probably put you in one of the best positions you've got. So
flat fall in the dark and then fish big, you know, big baits in the daylight. And obviously kite rotations, you know, whether you're fishing a live flyer or a rubber flyer or a frozen flyer, it's not all just trying to fly line with a small sardine.
Correct. That's, you know, generally our bite windows have been pre-dawn and right after the sun goes down throughout the day here. There has been some stability to it now that most of the guys are starting to incorporate, you know, fresh frozen flyers and what have you. It can keep things going during what we would normally call the slow times of the day.
I'll tell you, D, although it is just the dumbest looking rig in the world, and I always try to look sideways at myself and fishing it, we catch a lot of fish long range fishing early in the morning, and they call it a chandelier rig, and I mean, there couldn't be less, you know, brainless thing to fish, but man, you can't deny its effectiveness for catching big yellow fins and the literally rubber band a torpedo sinker 4 or 5 feet up above your hook, and they'll pin on 4 or 5 or 6 sardines and just drop that ball of sardine down, and that's a Roy Rose thing, you know, like a lot of our techniques are, and
double trouble.
I mean, it is completely brainless to fish, but you cannot deny its effectiveness. You know, I mean, they bite it really good. It's just a big ball of bait shaking around down there. And if you weren't wanting to flat fall or something early in the morning, it's for sure another thing you could do. Pin 4, 5, 6 baits on a big circle hook and a rubber banded torpedo sinker and send that thing down. You know, Greg's seeing fish at 10 fathoms or 20 fathoms, you know, you just count that off and kind of get into that area, drop it down, line it up. There's plenty of ways to go about it, even if you got some small bait on hand.
Yeah, that's good stuff, and I'm sure it's good info for D. And you
thank
there?
You, yeah.
There you are, D. Well, hey, we appreciate the phone call very much.
No, it's good times, and we've got a full-packed show, Rick, and we've got a lot going on this morning. If you want to join us with Greg from the Aztec, we'd love to have you on the show. We have one line open at 877-792-1090 and one at 858.
Yeah, 457-1090. We are
going
to go to a break, but before we do that, we're going to go all the way up north. We got Pete on the line right now. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Corey. How's things going in the studio?
Going well, Pete.
We're having a great time, boy. So much fun. We're having talking with Captain Greg from the Aztec, and obviously with the fish biting as good as they are, it's been a very busy show. We miss you down here.
Yeah, man, I've been watching the reports, and I talked to Captain Brandon Hayward yesterday. Oh, my God, I'm missing some good fishing there.
It's pretty good, buddy.
So
it's
good.
Pretty good.
For sure, but I'm on round three beginning this morning of my Alaska marathon here, and it's all good here. After I talked to you last Saturday, Whalers Cove Lodge, what an epic trip. I went back to Juneau and then flew down to Ketchikan, and we fished with Rick, I met with Rick with Sport Fishing Financial and his buddy Larry Hansen, who we've had on the show before, and stayed in his beautiful house and fished on his beautiful 28-foot aluminum boat for 4 days. And we had continued again good rockfish and lingcod and fishing again, Corey. I had one slug left, and it didn't disappoint. Again, I caught another giant lingcod on that, but not as giant as the ones up in Whalers Cove, but still a nice one. And the cool thing was down there they had different regulations, so we got to eat them, which is really cool.
that was
really cool to do that. But again, salmon fishing down there slowed down, and we had really poor halibut fishing, to be honest with you. But the weather was epic. I mean, one day it was 80 degrees in Ketchikan, and
jeez,
it was like
that just doesn't happen.
Crazy. Is this really Alaska? And but one of the cool things we did with Larry was we did spot prawn fishing and Dungeness crab fishing.
Oh,
Dungy fishing was
on.
Great. Yeah, and we ate Dungeness crab two nights, just absolutely had an absolute feast on fresh Alaskan Dungeness crab.
Jeez.
And spot prawn. Spot prawn fishing was really cool. We caught a bunch of those Alaskan spot prawns in like 300 feet of water, and Larry has it dialed. He's really, really good at that stuff. And he's really good at lobster fishing too, so I learned some really good tips for upcoming lobster season from him. So, that was really fun. Then Rick and I flew into Anchorage late on Thursday night and spent the day in Anchorage, which is a really cool town. Did the town. Bryce Miller came in from San Diego Union Tribune, who's joined us on our trip. Pete Giacalone, Mike Custler, and the rest of the group came in, had a nice dinner last night on the river watching the guys catching silver salmon over in Ketchikan. And this morning we're flying to Katmai Lodge. We have some weather issues, and it looks like they've had a lot of rain here in the northern part of Alaska. Actually, they call it South Central, but because there's a lot more of Alaska, but it's hard to believe it's a lot of miles from where we were down south. Looks like we're going to have a 3 good days up at Katmai. The issue this morning is being able to land the charter flight at the lodge. We may have to fly into King Salmon and then be shuttled up to the lodge because the lodge, a gravel runway may be too wet to get into, but that's just part of the ambiance, you know, part of the fun here, going to Katmai Lodge and going hanging out with the bears and catching silver salmon and giant Alaskan trout in the upper flyout lake. So I'll try and call in before we go out tomorrow morning, but if not, that's our plan. I get back into town. I get back into Anchorage on Wednesday, fly back into town after this marathon on Thursday morning, and of course we'll look forward to a great show next Saturday at El Cajon Ford, our wrap-up for our San Diego County Ford Dealers remotes, and that's going to be a fantastic time. So thanks for hanging in there, guys. Thanks for covering for me, and I will report next as soon as possible. Thanks a lot for the call.
Well,
thanks.
Pete, it sounds like a great trip. Good fishing up there. And like you say, that's the thing about Katmai is you are in the middle of nowhere. And the you know, they have their own runway, but the advantage that they have is they also have their own plane. So if you can't land the big charter flight in there, they still have their own plane that can get you back and forth, because there's no way to get to Katmai Lodge other than on the private plane.
That's crazy. Right. And Pete, is this where Katmai is this where you got the Instagram photo that I've seen on the Let's Talk Hookup Instagram with all the bears lined up like a National Geographic picture?
That's the place, man. This is the deal. Yeah, in fact, a lot of the guys, I was talking to them at dinner last night, and they're all, you know, people get intimidated about standing in the river with a, you know, a 1,000-pound grizzly bear. And I said, don't worry. They don't want you. They want to eat the salmon. Those people go, yeah, right.
Yeah, normal people get intimidated, Pete. We all get intimidated.
Yeah.
Maybe not you. No. But like
yeah,
you say, that
no,
the volume of fish that comes into that river, it's one of the largest, you know, fish volume runs in the entire world. And that is the case. I mean, those things are there for a reason, because they're there to eat that salmon. And just every day there are just thousands and thousands of fish that pile up that river, and those things know it, and that's what they're there for.
Oh, there were 16 to 20 huge grizzlies lined up on that fall eating, and that picture you put up was amazing, Pete.
Yeah, that's Brooks Falls, and that's an amazing place. It's another option if you do go to Katmai, that you can fly out there, but you have to sacrifice a day of fishing to go do Brooks Falls, which I'm not going to do. I did it once, and you didn't want to do it once, but I'm going fishing, man.
Yeah.
I want to catch one of those 30. I want to catch a 30-inch rainbow trout.
That's awesome. Well, Pete, have a great trip. Yeah, hopefully we'll talk to you tomorrow. If not, no sweat. Have a great time. Tell all the boys up there on our Let's Talk Hookup Katmai Adventure good luck, and we can't wait to hear the full wrap-up next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for covering for me, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Greg, for being there.
No worries. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, Pete.
And we have nothing but good times in studio. One line open at 858-457-1090 on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be right back with Greg from the Aztec, and we're on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse, up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Phones are packed up. Corey, let's jump into them.
Let's do it, and we're going to talk to Ed. Ed's calling from Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Ed?
Morning, Ed.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great. Good morning.
Doing awesome.
My question is for the captain there. I was thinking about maybe doing a little popper fishing, and I don't know what size popper to use, and the line weight, and if a spinning reel is better to use than a conventional.
Good question.
Yeah, so I just bought my first saltwater spinning outfit, and
on the dark side.
Yeah, you know, there's a reason that it is such a big business, a booming business, and it is easier for guys to learn, you know, how to cast, especially guys that don't do it all the time. There's a time and a place for everything. You know, we start fishing bigger ones. I'm going to trade back to my conventional just because I'm going to be able to, you know, once I do hook a fish, I'm going to be able to use the rail. But as far as what we're fishing for now, this grade of fish, you can fish anything from like a 9-inch, 10-inch, larger, like a Yozuri popper, down to, I know Halco makes some smaller ones. There's some smaller 4-inch ones. The downside to the smaller ones is they are lighter. So it all depends on what outfit you're fishing with to kind of tailor make what which one you want to be casting with. Let's say you're fishing with a Trinidad 40 or something. Like I fish a Trinidad 40 on one of my long rods, and if I try to throw a small popper, it's loaded with 50-pound mono, it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
No, it's just going to go straight down from the tip and out, down and out. It's not going to get that lift and that loft that you really want to get from a lure when you're casting. So if you're fishing like a lighter outfit, let's call it a 40-pound conventional 8-9-foot rod or what have you with, something smaller maybe. Yeah, exactly. You know, you go to that mid-size. They make a 5-6-inch as well. So it really just, you know, based on how heavy of an outfit you're fishing with, really taper and, you know, do a custom kind of idea of which weight you want to be fishing.
I mean, you have to admit, Greg, Ed's on the right track. Catching a yellowfin on the popper, catching any fish on the popper is pretty killer.
Amazing.
But it's amazing. But to have the elephant around, it's tailor-made. I talk about tailor-made. I mean, it's cool. Just made for it, yeah. You know?
Coolest way to catch them as far as visual and fun. And now you factor in, like Greg was saying, that you can start to target the yellowfin because you're outside of the skipjack zone. Well, that's an added bonus.
Absolutely.
Hey, we're going to have more from Greg on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to take a really short break. We got put behind a little bit from Katmai Lodge with Pete. But when we come back, we're going to have more. We have one line open at 858-457-1090 on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's summertime in San Diego, and that means a couple of things. The getting is good for yellowfin and bluefin off our Southern California coast. A road trip to bag some High Sierra trout sounds like a great weekend. And the Ford Summer Sales Event has started at your San Diego County Ford dealers. In fishing, we love to get away, and we love to have the best gear. And right now is the perfect time to upgrade to a brand new Ford truck or SUV. The absolute best piece of fishing gear you could have. During the summer sales event, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on a wide variety of trucks and SUVs, including great financing and cashback offers on some of the most popular models. They've got deals across their lineup to get you into the perfect size SUV for you. And they've got deals on F-150, Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payload and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Learn more at buy. buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting Van Wormer Resort. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's summertime in San Diego, and that means a couple of things. The getting is good for yellowfin and bluefin off our Southern California coast. A road trip to bag some high Sierra trout sounds like a great weekend. And the Ford Summer Sales Event has started at your San Diego County Ford dealers. In fishing, we love to get away, and we love to have the best gear. And right now is the perfect time to upgrade to a brand new Ford truck or SUV. The absolute best piece of fishing gear you could have. During the summer sales event, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on a wide variety of trucks and SUVs, including great financing and cashback offers on some of the most popular models. They've got deals across their lineup to get you into the perfect size SUV for you. And they've got deals on F-150, Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payload and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up. This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.